All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. We got a bunch of news here, but the JFK assassination hearing is ongoing right now with the House Oversight Committee. It's been a pretty compelling listen today. I want to pop in live to that before we get into the news.
That really sets the stage for the alienation between the Kennedy White House and the CIA that lasted for the rest of Kennedy's presidency. So I would say that the Angleton memos and the Schlesinger memo are the most important things I've seen so far.
Thank you. Mr. Morley, do you believe that Oswald was recruited and being handled as a source for the CIA?
I believe Oswald was an agent of influence who was manipulated by the CIA.
Okay. And as I was going through some research, one of the things that I found interesting, and please correct me if I'm mistaken here, any of you guys on the panel, but Mr. Underhill, who was a CIA agent himself, who apparently left D.C. the days after the assassination in a hurry, Gary Underhill then confided in a friend that a clique within the CIA had assassinated Kennedy. He also told his friends that he may need to leave the country and that he feared for his life. Mr. Underhill was then found dead 6 months later. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Morley. Do you find those types of stories surrounding Mr. Underhill to be credible?
Mr. Underhill was hardly alone in suspecting CIA involvement of the assassination. President Harry Truman suspected it. President Johnson suspected it. And President Richard Nixon suspected it. So I think that Gary Underhill was a man who worked in the intelligence community and was in a position to know something. His story's not confirmed, but it's consistent with what lots of other people thought.
What was his title? Do you remember, Mr. Morley?
He was not a CIA employee. He was an arms dealer who assisted CIA in acquiring weapons and, you know, shipping them.
Do you know how he died, Mr. Morley?
I don't know anything more than was reported in the documents.
Mr. Eugenio, do you know how he died?
Eugenio.
Sorry about that.
You're not the first one.
Yeah. Do you know how he died, sir? Mr. Underhill.
You know how he died?
Gary Underhill?
Yeah.
Was he frozen? He's short-circuiting.
The Gary Underhill, his body was discovered by his friend Asher Burns, who was a magazine writer at the time. And the door was open, ajar a little, and Burns entered the room, and he thought Underhill was sleeping. But as he approached the body, he saw that there was a hole, a bullet hole in his head, all right? Asher Burns was so disgusted by the investigation that came after that he didn't want to talk about what had happened. But one of the things about the Underhill death is that for him to have taken his own life, the gun was in the wrong hand. Okay? All right? So that was one of the most puzzling things, you know, about that particular case. You know, Underhill has been, I believe, very much ignored, you know, by a lot of people. And I'm glad that this memo finally got out there.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Morley, are you familiar with Michael Franchisi, who is a capo for the Colombo family?
I've appeared with him twice on the Piers Morgan show. That's all I know.
Okay, thank you. He claims that the mob was involved in this hit since the deal between the Kennedys and the mob was broken after the election. Do you find that to be credible?
I think Mr. Franzine's contention that the organized crime role in President Kennedy's assassination is very clear, and he said that it was common knowledge among the crime bosses who he dealt with that their role in the assassination was to eliminate the chief witness, Lee Harvey Oswald. Mr. Franzine said that both times when I was on Piers Morgan with him, and I believe him.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, this has been compelling stuff, folks. I wouldn't bring you this hearing that's just over an hour into it now. I wouldn't be covering this live if I didn't find it compelling. This has been a compelling hearing. So I'll tell you some of the things that we've already discovered. But we'll continue to listen. Eli Crane questioning one of the witnesses there. The mob involved in the assassination of JFK, or at least covering up their patsy.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at theoliveshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to theoliveshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Well, you had an expert witness 30 minutes ago lay out all of the evidence and then say it loud and clear for the committee to hear. Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot JFK Jr. The assassination was not done by Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, you might say, well, we already know that. Well, okay. That's not the official record until, you might say, recently with the declassification. And now this hearing today. But the reason why I find it not just compelling to listen to, but relevant today, you just had multiple assassination attempts against President Trump. And so you kind of get an idea listening to this. It's like, wow, there's a bunch of parties that were trying to or had a hand in or an interest in killing JFK. Probably a similar thing with Donald Trump. But then there's the aspect of the historical context to understand that we've been lied to about this for years. The history textbooks have been lying to you. The entire JFK assassination narrative was a lie. It was covered up by our own government. There were multiple hands involved in this assassination and then the cover up of it. And when you understand that, you start to understand everything. The most significant historical events in this country's history have been a lie. You have been lied to about it since you were a kid. They put the lies in the textbooks. They taught you the lies. So we're breaking free of all of this. And we're so numb to it. We're so used to it now. It's like, well, yeah, okay. So we got lied to about the JFK assassination. And yeah, and the government was involved in it and covering it up. And, you know, all the other people involved. Well, it's kind of a big deal that your government lies to you, and then they put it in the textbooks so that the lie lives on forever, and then hopefully you never know the truth. Well, we're hungry for the truth. We've been starved for the truth. And, you know, you get a little bit of it 70 years later, whatever it is now. They say better late than never. But you put it into context with the assassinations of Trump, all the parties interested in that. You put it into context with how we're now living lies in real time. We see the lies. This has been going on forever. We just have an independent media now that can document it in real time so that the narrative is debated. But let's go back live to the JFK assassination hearing. Been some interesting developments. I'd say some bombshell stuff, quite frankly. Expert witnesses, researchers with the declassified documents saying, yep, Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, didn't shoot him, and then the mob came in to kill him, to cover up the whole thing, and set the narrative in stone. There, I mean, that's pretty, that's headline-making stuff, except we got other big headlines here, the other big developments today. But let's go back live to the hearing, at least a little bit longer here, and then see if anything else breaks, and then we'll get into today's news.
That we put into our documentary, JFK Revisited. It came out of the AAR. It came out of the ARRB, or it came out from...
I'm not sure if it
anyway.
It came out in recent years.
It came out in recent years around that time. Barry Ernst wrote about it and was interviewed in our film, in which he says that in addition to there were three women on the fourth floor who, during the time of the assassination, they witnessed it from above, and immediately they were headed down to see what was going on at a closer angle. Two of the women went downstairs quickly. The third woman, Dorothy Garner, who was a supervisor, an older woman, watched them go down the stairs. They were down. All this happened within 30 seconds. Oswald was on the, if he was on the sixth floor, which I sincerely doubt, had to be a track star to store the weapon, to run across the floor and go down those same stairs, which, and appear as he did to Marion Baker in the second floor lunchroom. All of this was highly unlikely, and I think that should be addressed. Two of the women are still alive.
Victoria Adams passed away. I think Sandy Stiles is still alive. The Garner, it's called the Stroud document, and it has Garner's testimony in it. All right, this was discovered by writer Barry Ernst in 1999 as a result of the ARB. All right, and it turned out that the Texas Attorney General Stroud had talked to Garner, the supervisor, and sent this information to the Warren Commission in the summer of 1964. But you won't find it in any of the Warren Commission volumes, even though it's a kind of important piece of evidence, because Garner said that, you know, she never saw Oswald on the stairs, and the two girls went down before the policeman and the supervisor Roy Truly came up. So it's very hard to believe that Oswald was tearing down those stairs, you know, and this woman never saw him.
Mr. Stone, one of my last questions for you before we wrap up this hearing. Would you recommend that the task force send a letter requesting NBC make a clear copy of the film?
Certainly that would be very interesting. Mr. Dean Eugenio and I saw a film of a potential Oswald watching the motorcade go by, which means that he was downstairs at the time of the shooting. And that would be very interesting to see. We couldn't say for sure that was Oswald, but it's a man who looks like him. So I think it would be a very good idea for the task force to subpoena NBC, which has the original film.
Yes, they supposedly have the original. Yeah.
They have the original film. They've refused it twice to be shown.
Yes.
If this task force could easily get that, and American public should have a right to judge for itself who was standing there.
KFK assassination footage
today. There are those in our country who may ask why this task force seeks to pursue the truth underlying the facts surrounding the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. And the answer to that is the truth. Even the truth delayed and justice, even justice delayed, is always worth attaining. And the men and women who have sought answers regarding the assassination of the American President John F. Kennedy for all the world to see have been obstructed and hampered by our own government for over 60 years. This hearing is not meant to provide a definitive explanation of the Kennedy assassination. This hearing demonstrates, however, that the CIA and other components of the federal government have not been honest with the American people that they are meant to serve up until recent efforts. And the American people must hold these agencies accountable, and they can. I've invited Mr. Stone, a filmmaker, to this hearing because he did just that, motivating Congress in the 1990s to pass a law that began the declassification process. And I'd like to applaud our president for continuing this process as he promised to do so. Researchers like Mr. Morley and Mr. DiGenio have provided new information that helped bring light to some of the darkest days in American history. And I would like to thank the witnesses again and applaud their work. The search for truth continues, and the task force will pursue this at any price. I'd also like to note that we are planning on sending a letter to NBC requesting what you've recommended, Mr. Stone. Before I wrap it up, I would just like to say, do you guys have any statements in closing for the American people?
I would just like to thank you, Chairwoman Luna, for your aggressive, action-oriented approach to this issue. While we diverge politically, it's been a pleasure to work with you, and your leadership is important on this. Like I said before, I think we are making progress.
Thank you, Mr. Stern, and Mr. DeEugenio.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I really admire what you're doing, and I wish you the best of success.
Mr. DeEugenio?
I think one of the things that the committee should do is talk to some of the people who are on the ARB so you can understand just how difficult it was for them and why they couldn't complete their job. All right. I certainly hope that this committee does complete that job. And finally, you know, 62 years later, we'll know everything the government did know about the. One thing that the gentleman down here asked about, see, very few people know, there were three attempts on JFK's life in November, okay? There was one in Chicago, there was one in Tampa, and then there was the successful one, you know, in Dallas. The Chicago attempt so much resembles what happened in Dallas that if the Secret Service would have given all those records over, okay, then the Dallas one might have been prevented. At the one in Tampa, that one, there was just the opposite of Dallas. You had wall-to-wall Secret Service, FBI, et cetera. And Kennedy was so happy that he got away, that he stayed after at the Floridian Hotel and insisted on shaking hands with every single officer that was involved in that attempt. All right? So these are some of the records that are still out there.
Thank you very much, Mr. DeEugenio. Mr. Davidson?
And I'll just thank you again for the opportunity to testify and to encourage the task force again to take all steps possible as this process moves forward to ensure the protection of the privacy of individuals who are named in these records and to ensure that federal public records offices have the resources they need to provide valuable public information to the public in a timely fashion.
Absolutely. I know that, although I do not speak for this administration, that I know that everyone is well aware of the Social Securities and working to the best of their ability to ensure that those people are taken care of. So that is being looked into on our end.
It came out without earlier, further ado, said,
without objection,
30 people in the files are still alive.
Days within this to submit materials and to submit additional written questions for the witnesses, which will be forwarded to the witnesses for response. If there are no further business, without objection, the task force stands adjourned. Thank you.
All right. Very interesting stuff. Now, there was a lot of drama at the Capitol today, including with Anna Paulina Luna. And I'm going to bring you all of that today that I think ended up in something happening during that hearing as well. But let me just give you the layout, what we have here. We're going to get back into the Capitol Hill drama as the JFK assassination hearing has just concluded. Chairwoman Anna Paulina Luna gabbling it to a close. We do have other cover-ups that are being exposed today. Facebook execs suppressed Hunter Biden laptop scandal to curry favor with the Biden-Harris administration. New House Judiciary report reveals. And they have released some of these internal memos showing exactly what went down with that cover-up. They've also sent this to Pam Bondi's desk and Kash Patel's desk. So we'll see if anything comes from that. And then with the eve of what Trump is calling Liberation Day tomorrow with some of the new tariffs that are going to drop, there's been some news on that. We also have the judges continuing to block Trump's agenda. There was also a hearing today dealing with these judges. We'll take some audio from that hearing as well with these injunctions. And then we got some Doge news. And then the left just, the Democrats just democrating. They just can't help themselves. And then some other geopolitical news as well. Let me just start it with this. Let me give you the D.C. drama today. Let's start it with this. Speaker Johnson going out to the press after there was some there was a failed vote today. Speaker Johnson could not get the Republicans together to pass legislation today. He could not really just couldn't get the Republicans together on anything. It was a very embarrassing session. And so now they're going home. And so here's Speaker Johnson announcing that in clip six.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box. And so that's what we just saw. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate. We'll regroup and come back, and we'll have to do this again.
Mr. Speaker, were you asking for too much?
So why did you do it, Speaker? Where was your strategy to make sure that didn't happen? Now, you can get into a debate about this proxy vote, which is mostly being spearheaded by women in Congress because they want to vote while they're basically on maternity leave, or if they're pregnant, they want to be able to vote by proxy. It's remote voting. And I'd probably agree constitutionally that it's not allowed. You have to be present to vote. And it probably would open a Pandora's box as these filthy, rich, dirty politicians would just start voting remotely for everything from, you know, their yachts, the beach, wherever they hang out. Frank Luntz's penthouse, you know, that type stuff. So why did you have this rules vote go down attached to the SAVE Act, attached to the judges and addressing that? Why did you do it? Especially if you knew it was going to fail. Embarrassing, really. An embarrassing moment for Speaker Johnson. And so now everybody's going home. That's it. Bye. So you can't get the SAVE Act passed to ensure there's no voter fraud. You can't get any legislation passed to stop these rogue judges acting as executives to block the Trump agenda. Because you anchored everything to a rules vote on proxy voting that you should have known was going to fail? Yeah, that's embarrassing. Now, Anna Paulina Luna is not too happy about all this. Anna Paulina Luna accuses Freedom Caucus of proxy voting smear, exits group. GOP proxy voting supporters kill Johnson's power move. House Speaker Johnson fails to squash remote voting efforts for new moms. Anna Paulina Luna resigns from House Freedom Caucus as mutual respect was shattered. Anna Paulina Luna leaves House Freedom Caucus over effort to block remote voting for new moms in Congress. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that's just half the drama, folks. That's just half the drama. Then, and this all went down before the vote, before the hearing on the judges with the injunctions, although that was in the Senate, so it's different business, and then before the JFK assassination hearing. And I don't want to say too much at risk of, outing my sources here, but let's just say there has been some drama in the House GOP in the last 24 hours. And so what you're seeing here is fallout from a lot of that drama. And it actually moved certain members of Congress, specifically Anna Paulina Luna, to break rank and go a little rogue with some other things today. Specifically, things that happened during that JFK hearing that weren't supposed to happen. But I guess after things went sideways under Mike Johnson's leadership and then the proxy vote failed, she just decided, well, okay, I'll leave the Freedom Caucus and then I'll go here in front of the JFK hearing and I'll do what wasn't supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. And then it became a main topic of discussion. So let me tell you, the House GOP leaves Washington, D.C. today. The jets are getting fueled up. Reagan International Airport is about to receive some politicians as they all go home. And there is some sourness. There is some bitterness in the House GOP. It's really just sad. It's really just pathetic. And it's bad leadership from Mike Johnson at the end of the day, because none of this had to happen. And they could have had a vote on the SAFE Act. They could have had a vote on the judge's injunctions. And Johnson just has egg all over his face now because of this weird proxy vote that he should have known was going to fail. So whatever you think about women voting remotely when they're pregnant or have a newborn baby, none of this should have happened. Speaker Johnson should have already known that the votes weren't going to be there, and it would have ruined this week's session and the other legislative goals. So how this one fell through the cracks is bad. It's an embarrassing moment for Speaker Johnson. He leaves with his tail between his legs. But they will come back, and they'll and you know, it might end up being a good thing, actually. I don't mind a little rogue Anna Paulina Luna action in Congress. And really, you need these bills to be brought to a vote as single-issue bills anyway, with the SAFE Act and with the judge's injunctions being stopped against President Trump. So here's some other reports that are, I guess, just coming out now. Speaker Johnson claims that the rule brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAFE Act. It's the quote you just heard. Justin Amash says Speaker Johnson's claim here is false. GOP leaders chose to combine multiple legislative items in one rule, which sets parameters for debates and amendments. They can still vote on each item separately. They just don't want to, because that would give real Anna Paulina Luna a victory. Okay. Yeah, Justin Amash, you know, he obviously got some sources himself. So I'm telling you right now, folks, big drama in the last 24 hours. The House is really fractured now under Speaker Mike Johnson. And quite frankly, this proxy vote that failed today is kind of just like, it's kind of just like the straw that broke the camel's back. Because the Republicans are trying to move in unity right now with some of this legislative action, but they're not getting what they want from Speaker Johnson. And quite frankly, they realize there's an issue now, because when they go back home and they hear from their constituents, the constituents aren't happy. And so it's like the Republicans get up there and just vote for everything Speaker Johnson wants them to vote for, but then they go home and they hear about it. They're sick of the wasteful spending. They're sick of the government corruption. They're sick of the lack of action.
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexshowstore.com, for 70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered. But the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. I have been so hot and heavy on the news the last few weeks that I have not come up. Yesterday I didn't plug one time the whole show because I was just so focused and pissed off about what's going on, because we're winning, but the fight is so dangerous. This is the most intense part right now. And so please go to thealexshowstore.com. We have the great atomic defense, the strongest, greatest, concentrated of all the known herbs and compounds to boost your immune system. Everybody should be on, especially this time of year, for the limited edition Trump 2024 Battle for the Republic coin. On one side, on the other side, the commemorative inauguration. There's a limited amount of those. About as of this morning, 1/4 of them are gone. There'll be no more made after that. This funds the operation. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. I'll encourage those that haven't gone to thealexshowstore.com to take action now. The supplements are the best. You're going to find anywhere. Become a VIP member for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special sales, special discounts, special offers, and products only to members. Thealexshowstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so, as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
Okay, we got other action from the Capitol today. We're going to get into that. We've also just had a Truth Social post from President Trump. He says Republicans must defund and totally disassociate themselves from NPR and PBS, the radical left monsters that so badly hurt our country. This shouldn't be hard to do. And I would actually urge Trump to just go ahead and make an executive order on it. Just go ahead and sign an executive order. Does PBR, or I'm sorry, PBS or NPR? I think NPR does have a DC headquarters. Well, he probably can't go out there and do it, too much of a scene, but that'd be funny. Just go right in front of the NPR headquarters and just sign it right there. Just for some fun. Or here's what you could do. Have somebody on the White House staff print out six or so radical headlines from NPR, put them on that particle board behind him, and when he signs it, have the most ridiculous PBS or NPR headlines behind him as he signs the executive order shutting them down. Well, you don't have to shut them down. Just you got to fund yourself. Go fund yourself is how we like to say that. All right, I'm going to get into the rest of the news here from the Capitol. Well, you know, some of these independent news organizations have seemingly fallen off a cliff financially since the USAID funding was cut off. Isn't that strange? It's amazing how that happened so fast, and yet that is exactly what happened. Well, fortunately, here at InfoWars, we don't rely on that. We don't rely on government funding, public funding. We don't take from the American taxpayer. No, we're very proud of that. No, we are truly independent. And we are supported by you, the loyal listener. So we thank you for shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We thank our VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. So many benefits come along with becoming a VIP member. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You can learn all about the benefits. Sign up today. Cancel anytime. And one of the big benefits right now is an increased discount on the limited edition Alex Jones silver coin. For those of you who have been listening to Alex Jones for decades, big fans of InfoWars, this collectible coin is for your collection. InfoWars box logo 2025 on one end with the stars behind it. And then the Alex Jones portrait with the signature in front of the American flag on the other side. This limited edition silver coin will sell out, but you can get a discount when you become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And we really do appreciate the VIPs because it's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future. And for that, we are grateful. But shop at thealexjonesstore.com today for all the popular supplements, hats, T-shirts, hoodies, and collectible items. And get a bigger discount when you're a VIP member. So you also had in the Senate today, the hearing on the judge's injunctions. Senator Kennedy of Louisiana was addressing how ludicrous or just blatantly illegal these injunctions were in clip 7.
Senator, a universal injunction is what we call an order from a court enjoining the government in a way that goes beyond the parties to the case, but applies nationwide or in some cases universally to enjoin the government.
Is it sometimes referred to as a nationwide injunction?
Yes, it is, Senator.
What's the statutory basis for a federal judge issuing an order that affects people other than the parties before the court?
I'm not aware of a statutory basis, Senator.
There is no statutory basis, is there?
No, Senator.
What's the United States Supreme Court opinion which interprets the Constitution in a way that allows a federal district court judge to do this? Can you name me that case?
I'm not aware of one, Senator.
There isn't one, is there?
I'm not aware of one, Senator.
Explain to me how this works. How can a federal judge issue an order that affects everybody else other than those in front of him or her? How is that possible?
It shouldn't be possible, Senator, but district courts do it all the time. I think on the theory that the courts need to enjoin a federal policy from going into effect, and they often will enjoin it as nationwide, so all non-parties are protected by that injunction.
I thought that if you wanted to affect parties who aren't in court, you had to file a class action.
That's correct, Senator.
So why don't the federal judges, instead of issuing a universal injunction with no legal basis, tell the plaintiff, look, you got to go file a class action if you want to impact parties who aren't subject to my court?
Senator, the Department of Justice makes that argument all the time in our briefs. I think in many cases, class actions would be inappropriate. They wouldn't. The plaintiffs couldn't satisfy Rule 23 to establish a class.
So they couldn't?
Correct.
So they prefer to ask for a universal injunction?
Yes.
Does this encourage forum shopping?
Yes, Senator. Not only does it encourage forum shopping, but also district shopping and filing multiple strategic lawsuits to find one judge that will enjoin a single policy nationwide. If you have five lawsuits,
now pause this right here. This is so key, what he's saying, and it doesn't just apply to this case with Donald Trump getting blocked by the courts. Folks, this is what the Democrats have done strategically now, and it's how they end up with all these victories, whether it's against Trump, whether against Rudy Giuliani, Alex Jones, myself. This is what they do. They have their Soros judges, their Soros attorneys in these districts, radical left activists posing as attorneys, posing as judges. They're just radical left activists. They're Democrat Party agents. And if you live in one of these districts, you're cooked. You're never going to get justice. You're never going to get a fair trial. And the proof is everywhere. Maybe no such greater example than the Alex Jones cases. I mean, could you be more ridiculous? We want $2.5 trillion from Alex Jones. And then the judges are like, well, that's a little much. So why don't we just make it $300 billion? Oh, okay. That, yeah. That makes more sense, you know, than $2.5 trillion. I guess $300 billion is, you know. So this is what they do. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, all the Democrats do, this is how they've weaponized the entire system, is they get these judges, they get these attorneys that are Democrat agents, and then they just get you into a lawsuit in these districts, and the whole case is rigged. There's no justice. It's all Democrat Party activism. It's all Democrat Party propaganda. It's all Democrat Party agents acting illegally, unconstitutionally, against the American people, against the President of the United States. This is what they do. They've been doing it for years. Now it's just over the top. And they've been successfully doing this for so long that it's now reached this point. Because I remember you'd listen to Michael Savage 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And this was one of the biggest topics. If you're a Savage listener, still on the air, he doesn't do his radio show every day anymore. But he'd always say, the stench from the bench is making me clench. Anybody listening to Savage remembers that. This is what he's talking about. They've been doing this. They've been building this infrastructure for 20 plus years. And now they run, now they own the judicial process in 50 districts nationwide, maybe more, 80, 100. So it doesn't matter. You could be the president of the United States. You could be a defendant in a frivolous lawsuit. You could be the president of the United States. You get into one of these corrupted Democrat court processes, you're done. There is no justice. There is no constitution. It's only one thing and one thing only. Take you down. And that's what they're doing to Trump. And so that's what Kennedy is talking about here with this witness. Continue.
Okay, we've established that there's no basis in statute and no basis in Supreme Court precedent for a universal injunction. How about a common law? I mean, this is universal injunction is basically an equitable remedy. Did this exist in common law courts in England on which our law is based?
I don't believe so, Senator. I think the government has cited cases from the Supreme Court that says, you know, courts are really bound by the scope of relief that a court in equity would have granted back in England before the founding. And the courts at that time would grant relief to the parties in the case, not far beyond the.
A universal injunction as a remedy is unknown in English common law, is it not?
I haven't done the research that far back, but I'm not aware.
I have. It's unknown. Wasn't part of equity. Only about 27 universal injunctions were issued in the 20th century. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, Senator.
But 86 of them were issued against President Trump in his first term. Is that correct?
I don't know the specific number, but they were a high number.
And so far in President Trump's second term, 30 universal injunctions have been issued against him. Have they not?
Senator, I don't have a specific number, but that sounds about right.
The universal injunction has become a weapon against the Trump administration, has it not?
Yes.
And tell me again in my last 10 seconds, tell me the basis for universal injunction in Article 3. I read Article 3, which defines judicial power. Where does it mention universal injunction?
It does not, Senator. It says courts are to decide the case or controversy before them, which is based on the parties to the case.
So the Congress could act and say, look, federal judges, you render a decision to a plaintiff or a defendant, but you can't impact people outside of your courtroom other than through a class action. That's why God created class actions, isn't it?
Yes, Senator.
Now, there's other news regarding these judges. Breaking: federal court blocks Trump administration's termination of TPS for hundreds of thousands of migrants from Venezuela. U.S. District Court Judge Ed Chen, NTPSA versus Noem, protects approximately 350,000 Venezuelan TPS holders, that's temporary protected status, who were set to lose work authorization on April 3rd and deportations protections on April 7th. As a result, they will instead retain the humanitarian protections while the case proceeds. So again, this is more of these judges acting as executives blocking the Trump administration. This is not what a judge is supposed to do. By definition, basically, really what the judges are acting as are attorneys, and they're just filing lawsuits to stop Donald Trump. But of course, they're not attorneys, they're judges. But they're acting as illegitimate attorneys to block this. Of course, this judge, a Barack Obama appointee. Why? Why are you stopping 350,000 Venezuelans from being deported? Why? Well, here's why. Here's the judge's excuse. The secretary's actions threaten to inflict irreparable harm on hundreds of thousands of persons whose lives, families, and livelihoods will be severely disrupted, cost the United States billions in economic activity, and injure public health and safety in communities throughout the United States. At the same time, the government has failed to identify any real countervailing harm continuing TPS for Venezuelan beneficiaries. What an absolute fabrication from this disgusting corrupt judge. Just horrible. What about, do you see how it's all bizarro world? It's supposed to be April Fool's Day. You can't even tell what's a joke and what's real anymore. Do you see how bizarro world this is? You literally break the law and you come into this country illegally. And then the Democrats write all this policy, all this legislation to protect you, even though you've already broken the law. You're already a criminal, a lawbreaker by definition. You don't have any rights. You're not an American citizen. And so the Trump administration just says, okay, here's immigration law. Here's the executive order. These individuals are being deported legally and lawfully. And a judge just says, no. I'm the law. And I'm going to protect these lawbreakers. And then I'm going to thumb in your eye saying that this is to protect the communities. This is to protect economic development. How much does the illegal immigration open border cost us annually? Hundreds of billions of dollars. What is the crime rate? How is the crime rate affected by the open border policy, by the Venezuelan gang members coming in? It's not good. And this judge is going to, he's going to protect that. That's what this Barack Obama Judge Chen is into. It's crazy. It's just insane. And we just sit here and we just watch this. And now what do you get? The House is going home for the rest of the week because Speaker Johnson can't organize and prioritize to get things done. So now they're going home. And so now these judges continue to act illegally, continue to act as executives, continue to break the law, and there's nothing that can be done to stop it. Apparently. So I get it. And the Republican mindset is, we don't want to become the left. They're the lawbreakers. They're the criminals. We want to abide by the law. We want to abide by the Constitution. We're going to go through the process to try to do what's right. Okay, well, it's not really working out for you, in case you haven't noticed. But I get it. Doesn't work, but fine. You have more integrity. You have more ethics than the Democrats. Congratulations. Do you want an award? Maybe a cookie? Has it resulted in huge political victories across the board? No. You barely won the House. You did win the Senate big. They stole three seats. Depending on the election in Wisconsin tonight, they could flip the House by the end of this session. But hey, at least you have your integrity and your ethics, which I'm not even so sure that's true. But you just keep losing. Here's the problem. And it is a delicate thing. You hear all this talk now about civil war. And in your head, obviously, you think about the Civil War in the United States of America, the Union, the Confederates, slavery, states' rights, everything that comes along with it. Very bloody, very, very deadly. And so that's kind of what comes into your head. You think of civil war. Well, the truth is we're already in a civil war. The truth is that the United States of America is already in a civil war. The problem is the right isn't fighting. It's like everything else. It's like the trade war. Well, yeah, there was a trade war. It was against the United States. We just weren't fighting. So Trump gets in there and he actually fights back on the trade war. We got some news on that today. And then they say, oh my gosh, Trump is starting a trade war. No. The trade war had been going on for years against us. We've been getting killed on trade. We've been getting slaughtered on trade. The trade war has already begun. It's been a slaughter of the United States of America. Now, Trump is just standing up as the president and saying, okay, well, there's a trade war going on. We're going to fight. We're going to fight back. And you know what? We've got the artillery. We've got the advantage here. I think we're going to be okay in this trade war. And he's already getting some things to buckle. We'll see what happens tomorrow and the rest of this week. But it's the same thing now. It's the same thing now with this. The Civil War is already ongoing, folks. The right wing is just not fighting. The right wing is just not fighting. But I wonder when this whole thing breaks down. And I think it's starting to happen, quite frankly, with some of these House Republicans, because they hear from their constituents, folks. The Americans are so sick of this crap. Why do you think Pam Bondi is so unpopular? Why do you think Pam Bondi is the least popular member of the Trump administration? Go look at any of her posts on social media. Go look at her post last night. Justice is coming. Nobody's listening to you anymore. You've instilled fear in nobody, and the Trump base is sick of you. I don't know if they read the replies. You go read the replies. They are 90% saying nobody believes you anymore. Your words mean nothing anymore. Where are the arrests? Why do you think that is? It's the same thing that's going on with these members of Congress, folks. The average American, the average Trump voter, Republican, they're fed up. They're sick of it. They think like me. They talk like me, like you. So these House Republicans are like, man, you know, we're kind of like an embarrassment. We've got the House, we've got the Senate, we've got the White House, and we keep going back to our constituents with like nothing. Saying, hey, why haven't there been arrests? Why can't you fulfill the Trump agenda? Why do these judges get away with everything? Why is there Democrat Party terrorism? Why am I being harassed? And they have to go up and keep massaging and making excuses. They're sick of it. So there actually is already a civil war. What do you call the attacks on Tesla? What do you call all these swatting incidents? What do you call them trying to kill Donald Trump multiple times? What do you call them trying to imprison Donald Trump and his supporters? What do you call the censorship? No, the civil war is already on. The left is fighting. The left has their knives out, their guns out, literally, their torches, their Molotov cocktails. The left has already been fighting. The left is already in a civil war. They're already fighting us. They're already fighting the country. They're already trying to destroy us. And the Republicans are resting on their ethics and their integrity and their moral high ground, which they really have very little of anyway. Say, well, we don't want to start that. We don't want to open that Pandora's box. And so they just get their ass kicked. You just lost on major legislative issues in the House. You can't even win in the House. That's how pathetic you are right now. So it's the same thing with these judges. This is the Civil War. No, we're not in the streets lining up, pointing guns at one another. We're not declaring warfare and going out and marching and shooting each other. No. This is legal lawfare. This is judicial lawfare. This is weaponized government lawfare. This is Democrat Party terrorism with their street thugs warfare. The Civil War is already going on. The left is already fighting the Civil War. We're just not even allowed to do anything. We're just not even allowed to talk. We're not even allowed to get a vote through. We're not even allowed to have a president. And you just get more examples of it every single day. U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga just blocked the CIA and the Office of Director of National Intelligence from firing employees who worked on DEI initiatives. Again, where does this judge come into play? Study it makes sense. It's like if I go to the bank up the street here, it's a big shared office building, and I go into the bank to make a withdrawal, and somebody from the real estate office across the hall comes in and says, excuse me, you're not allowed to make that withdrawal. Say what? Say, yeah, I'm the director of the real estate company here in the facility next door, and we saw you coming into the bank today to make this withdrawal. You can't do that. Say, what? You don't even work here. This isn't even your department. You don't have any oversight over me making withdrawal from my bank. Well, actually, I do. Just totally ludicrous. So I get it, but I wonder if it is going to be like that moment in The Patriot with Mel Gibson, when he's like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And then they take his kids and they kill one of his kids. And then it's just like, okay, total blood fair now. And I don't mean physically. I just mean eventually the Republicans are going to break, folks, and they're going to say, okay, enough of the left kicking our ass on everything. It's time to actually do something to save the country instead of resting on our ethics.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver. Because gold went over $3,000 an ounce, it's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know where that's from. It looks like a little AI job there. I don't know. The crew probably put it together.
Oh, we'll get your daily Pam Bondi message. Yeah.
We got that. But first, I want to go to this local report. This is insane, folks. I'm telling you. It's just, it's crazy we have to deal with this. Rochester police officers were assisting Border Patrol with the Trump agenda to arrest and deport criminal illegal aliens, violent ones. And instead of being celebrated for their efforts, they're being punished.
Tonight, as many as 12 Rochester police officers facing scrutiny over their response to a traffic stop by federal immigration agents.
I was made aware of an incident that occurred on Monday night when our officers were urgently called to assist Border Patrol.
Good evening, I'm Matt Malloy. The actions of multiple RPD officers under review tonight. The mayor says when Border Patrol officers called for backup on Monday evening, several city officers responded, and in the course of helping with the traffic stop, they violated the terms of Rochester's sanctuary city status. 13 WHAM's Daniel Finkelstein joins us now with a breakdown of what the mayor says happened, how the police union is responding, and what happens next. Daniel, good evening.
Good evening, Matt. While helping on that traffic stop, Mayor Evans says RPD officers verbally directed the occupants to exit the vehicle and then helped handcuff him. That's where he says city police went too far. It happened early Monday evening near here, Whitney Street off Lyle Avenue on the city's west side.
The Rochester Police Department received an emergency request for backup at the scene of a traffic stop.
A request from Border Patrol officers who had stopped a van. Chief David Smith says when a police supervisor arrived, he canceled the emergency response based on what he saw.
From watching the body-worn camera footage, what is concerning to me is, despite the fact that we were called, we went lights and siren, I see in the video a total lack of urgency on the part of multiple Border Patrol officers at the scene.
Smith says Border Patrol should have initiated contact with those in the car, but instead it was RPD. The mayor says city officers acted outside their scope.
The officers on the scene were verbally directed the occupants to get out of the vehicle. And this is against our policy.
Rochester's sanctuary city resolution was passed in 1986 and was later reaffirmed in 2017. That and RPD's General Order 502 prohibits RPD from enforcing federal immigration law, but allows for certain levels of assistance, only to ensure the safety of those involved.
We are not to be handcuffing subjects. We are not to be doing pat frisks on subjects. And we are absolutely not going to be detaining them or putting them into our cars.
The circumstances surrounding why the van and its estimated 8 people were stopped remain unclear. But city leaders say RPD should not have helped as they did. Mayoral candidate Mary Lupien says she has seen the video, which she says shows more than 8 RPD officers threatening immigrant construction workers inside the van, at one point threatening to break the car's windows.
The only time we will ever take any type of law enforcement action is for officer safety issues or exigent circumstances.
In a statement, the Rochester Police Locust Club called the mayor's statements a complete overreaction, defending the actions of the officers, saying, quote, "The city's decision makers would be better served to focus on stemming the violence that plagues Rochester, rather than projecting their anger over national policies onto Locust Club members."
Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best.
I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
Let resistance equal progress.
yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music videos. They hold up decapitated heads. Plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? Yeah. Trying to engage in political discourse with these people. And you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we got more news on the legal front here. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has disgustingly affirmed and upheld the wrongful convictions of Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., both framed by the FBI and the Governor Whitmer kidnapping Fed hoax. So I guess those were the two, trying to go off memory, there were 21 defendants in this case, and then it was like 18 of them or 17 of them were feds. So they weren't really defendants, but it was, you know, aimed at this group that they said were trying to organize a kidnapping. And it was like 17 of the 21 were feds. And then there were four or five defendants, and most of them got their charges dropped, but these two didn't. So this is more of the civil war that's ongoing that the left is initiating. Now imagine if this was a tit for tat situation here. Can you imagine if there were right-wingers inside of the federal agencies that decided to do entrapment operations on leftists? Where, I mean, if it should be happening, that's where it should be. They could have embeds in all these Antifa groups, all these Black Lives Matter groups, all these Tesla takedown groups. And you would literally, inside these groups, find violent criminals. So you see, the left, they're already fighting the civil war, and they're weaponizing every agency, every judge, every attorney, every committee they possibly can against you, a conservative, a Trump supporter, a Christian. And then they can actually entrap you in these federal entrapment schemes and ruin your life. But then you have these leftist groups that just run around burning Teslas, attacking Tesla dealerships, swatting innocent Americans. The list goes on and on with the terrorizing. That's not a federal that's not a federal operation, and they're setting leftists up. That's just leftist terrorism. There's no Fed at the front of these groups saying, hey, we're going to go firebomb a Tesla dealership. No, those are just leftist terrorists doing that. And then you can't even barely get an arrest. But you know what? Here you go. Maybe this message from Pam Bondi, maybe you'll feel better after you hear this in clip 5.
I've made it clear, if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you, and put you behind bars. Today, I am proud to announce that the Department of Justice has unsealed federal charges against another Tesla attacker. We've charged Cooper Frederick in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership that occurred on March 7th in Loveland, Colorado. All of these cases are a serious threat to public safety. Therefore, there will be no negotiating. We are seeking 20 years in prison. The crime was committed in Colorado, and thanks to the great investigative work by the FBI, the defendant was arrested in Plano, Texas. Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide. Justice is coming.
I'm sure you feel so much better. Thank you, Attorney General Pam Bondi. Now, of course, as Elon Musk has talked about multiple times now, and he's totally right, you can arrest the foot soldiers, and that's good, and that's good work, and they should be arrested. But until you cut the source, until you get to the core, it will not change. There are plenty of radical leftists out there that will gladly commit crimes in the name and for the Democrat Party. It's quite clear. They have an army of tens of thousands that are willing to go out and commit crimes for the Democrat Party, violent crimes, even fatal crimes. So you can make these arrests all day long. Until you target the party, until you target those responsible running the propaganda operations, running the MKUltra brainwashing operations, running the funding and the organizing operations, it's just going to keep happening. And Bondi will keep feathering her cap with every arrest that the FBI makes. But it'll just keep happening and keep happening and keep happening. But I get it. Hey, the left hasn't waged war on this country. The left hasn't waged a civil war on this country. So you got to make sure that you're just keeping everything on the up and up and looking good for your TV interviews. That's the most important thing. So I get it. I totally get it. But see, this is what we're dealing with. Chalk it up. We should be compiling these probably. There was the one gentleman who said, things are not safe for you if you're a Trump supporter. So he isolated himself in his house. He quit his job. And he said, I can no longer be out in public because I'm a threat to the public if you're a Trump supporter. I'm a threat to you. Then there was the woman, I don't remember that one as well, but then there was a woman who said something in a similar nature. Well, we've got another one. How can you not hear this? It's like, do you listen to yourself talk? How can you not hear this and realize you're the problem? How can you not hear this and realize you're brainwashed? So here's another leftist admitting, yes, I hate Trump supporters and I cannot help it. Listen to this, the latest, clip 12.
Found out today that somebody that I work with is a conservative, and he's somebody who's really intelligent, and he's somebody who works in climate tech as a super smart guy, somebody I would never have thought was conservative, and apparently he is. And it's surprising and it's disgusting. But what's most surprising to me is the level of sudden hatred that I have for him, sudden hatred for this man who I used to respect, suddenly just went boop, and I hate him now.
How do you not realize you're the problem? How do you not realize you're the one that's brainwashed? You're the one that's been propagandized. It's like, yeah, I really like this guy. He's really smart. But then I found out he's a conservative, and now I hate him. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Still the same person. You just found out his politics, and now you hate him. Oh, is that the whites of the eyes? Yeah, every time. Every single time. This is what we're dealing with, folks. So I'm not acting like it's a simple fix here, but doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And I might be crazy, but I'm not insane. But it seems like what we're dealing with here is insanity. So it's not going to stop. And I guess, you know what? The only way to maybe throw water on this, throw a wet blanket on this, would actually probably, you'd actually have to release all the Epstein tapes. And if that doesn't work, well, you could do that and this as well, or just this maybe. You would have to make public all of the Doge findings with the kickbacks going to politicians and everything else. But, you know, I wonder if they would even care. I wonder if they would even care. And I think we already know the answer. I don't think they would. I think you could show every member of the Democrat Party and the Democrat media on these Epstein tapes doing the worst stuff imaginable, and they wouldn't care. We've already seen it with Doge. All the waste, fraud, and abuse being exposed by Elon Musk. You present it to these leftists, these Democrats, they don't care. They hate Musk for it. They hate him for it. So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with brainwashed, demon-possessed, radicalized extremists. So you say, well, what are we doing about it? Nothing. But that's what it is. Now you have the Trump administration, and again, I get it, it's difficult, but you have the Trump administration that says, hey, there's nothing we can do about this, but maybe we can catch somebody who firebombed a Tesla dealership. Maybe we can track them down and arrest them, as if that's going to stop anything. It's clearly not. So now what you have is these radical, deranged leftists that not just operate on the streets for the Democrats. They're in the Democrat Party as well. They're in the media as well. And the Republican Party is so afraid of them that they won't even do anything. So they just get to continue to operate. It's like with these judges. Why is the Trump administration listening to these judges at all? Screw them. Why are you listening to a judge acting illegally? Why are you listening to a corrupt judge? Why are you letting these corrupt judges control the Trump administration? Why are you letting these radical leftists control political street activity? Why are you allowing this to happen? What are you so afraid of? Well, we don't want to act unconstitutionally. We don't want to ruin decorum. We don't want to sacrifice our ethics, our integrity. Hello? Hi, it's the year 2025. It's the year 2025 in American politics. The left has tried to kill the president of the United States. They have been terrorizing Trump supporters with swatting incidents. They have been terrorizing Tesla owners and Tesla dealerships with terrorist activity. And you're going to twill your thumbs with your ethics and your integrity as your excuse why you're not doing anything? What is it? What is stopping you? When are we going to get serious here? Well, the left is pretty serious, censoring stories in real time, as if we didn't know this was going on. The House Judiciary GOP, they've just released all the evidence today. Facebook executives suppressed Hunter Biden laptop scandal to curry favor with the Biden-Harris administration. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop, but on the day the New York Post story came out, the FBI refused to tell the truth. Last year, we detailed the FBI's month-long campaign to debunk the New York Post story on the Biden family's corruption ahead of the 2020 election. Our report showed how the FBI worked to discredit the story as so-called Russian disinformation before it was even published. So they were also spying on the New York Post, by the way. The FBI's campaign to discredit the Post story continued even after it was published. That morning, one FBI analyst tried to tell Twitter that the laptop was real until the boss shut him up. All the records for this have been published by the House Judiciary. The committee had testimony from key FBI personnel, but until now, the FBI refused to produce the internal communications from that day in unclassified form for the American public to see. So see, they cheat. They rig elections. They cheat at the ballot box. They cheat with propaganda in the media. An internal FBI chat log newly obtained by the committee shows the FBI deliberately withheld information about the FBI having Hunter Biden's laptop and an ongoing criminal investigation into and involving the Biden crime family's corruption. Quote, do not discuss the Biden matter. The internal FBI chat log also shows how far senior FBI officials went to silence this analyst. After the meeting, a senior FBI lawyer put a gag order on the analyst. The analyst was also admonished by the FBI, who lamented that he wouldn't shut up. Again, the text thread here has all been published by the House Judiciary. With the truth-telling analyst given a gag order and the FBI refusing to comment, Big Tech censored the Post story because the FBI had for months led them to believe it was Russian disinformation and had withheld the fact that the FBI was in possession of the laptop. So that's when the censorship of the story happened right before the 2020 election, all to cheat and rig the election against Trump and for the Democrats. And you're lucky if you can even get a conservative, a Republican, a right winger to bust a grape in a food fight. So you see the frustration here? The Republicans want to play by the rules. The Democrats don't have any rules. You think you're going to win? Imagine playing poker, and you're playing poker legally. You accept the cards that you get. You play with the cards that you're dealt. But the guy across the table from you, he's got three decks under the table. He's got three decks of cards, and he can pick whatever card he wants for his hand and slip it in there and win every single hand. You think you're going to win ever when your opponent is cheating, when your opponent has no rules? So again, I get it. Republicans, conservatives, right-wingers, we're the good guys. We are the good guys. We have ethics. We have boundaries. We understand slippery slope. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the process. I get it. Our opponent is cheating. Our opponent has no rules. Our opponent brings a gun to a fist fight. So we're never going to win. You're never going to win with that attitude. So you could use Elon Musk's work at Doge to expose all the criminals with the fraud. Haven't done that yet. I think Musk is getting tired of that being held back. You could expose whatever's going on with the Jeffrey Epstein files and spies and blackmail. Nope, not going to do that. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to go on Fox News. You're going to issue a strong statement. You're going to make an arrest here or there, and that's good. And you can feather your cap with that, but that's not going to stop it. Do you think the Democrat Party, do you think the mainstream media gives a damn that Pam Bondi and the FBI were able to arrest some street terrorist that they inspired? Do you think they give a crap? That's funny. That's funny if you believe that. Oh, yeah. Did you see the latest one? They're going even more insane with the Teslas now. Look at this latest one from this morning in clip 14. This Tesla was just completely destroyed. I mean, this car is totaled. Slashed tires, paint all over the vehicle, every window smashed, everything inside destroyed. Yep.
Oh, yeah. You're really stopping the Democrat terrorists. You're really doing it. Great work. I mean, you know, they just get caught. They just get caught in a massive human trafficking operation, and then they use the illegal immigrants to cheat and steal in elections, giving them social security numbers, the ability to vote. Yeah, you just caught them in all of this, and you just let them go. You just let the Democrats break the law all day long, and you can't even get a simple vote. You can't even get a simple vote if you're a Republican. Here it is on the streets. Illegal immigrants admitting that they get social security numbers, ID numbers that could allow them to vote in clip 13.
Pues, gracias a Dios, me han ayudado.
They helped me get medical insurance.
Me han ayudado para obtener mi
I got insurance. I got an ID.
Me han ayudado obtener el asilo. Poder obtener mi
I got a social security card. I got a work permit. Here's another one saying the same thing.
Y que me llegue mi social security y mi permiso.
Do you have a worker's permit or social security number?
Solamente cuando pasamos, mi esposa y yo solicitamos el permiso.
The whole family passed through the border. We all got a work permit.
Mi esposa le llegaron todos sus papeles, su socia,
todo. We all got a social security number.
You get a social security number when you arrive to the border. They give you one.
No, after I apply for asylum.
You apply for DoorDash, you have the work permit and the social security number. How long do you have to wait until you get a job at one of these food delivery companies?
Around for the app is like 1 week.
Sí, ando buscando el
social. You come in, you get a job.
You're looking primarily to the social security. And you haven't gotten it after over a year?
All right. So that's from Nate Friedman, at NateFriedman97, sharing it. Proof of illegals getting social security numbers. This is blatant crime. This is human trafficking. This is a Biden-Anthony Mayorkas invasion of our country. Totally criminal. Bigger than somebody burning a Tesla car. Bigger than somebody spray painting a swastika on a Tesla. Bigger than a college protester that you don't like. Bigger than a college student writing a piece on Palestine that you don't like. This is the biggest invasion in the history of the country. This is one of the biggest crimes ever committed against this country. Nothing. And we just get nothing. And then judges come in here and make sure the crime continues. The Trump administration at least tries to reverse it. All right, fine. You're not going to arrest the criminals that did this. We're not going to get any arrests from the Biden administration, the biggest criminals in the history of this country. Fine. Okay. I guess that's cool. Somehow we'll have to live with that. But then it's like you try to at least reverse it. You try to deport all the criminal aliens. You try to stop them from being able to vote and cheat in elections. And then a judge just steps in illegally, unconstitutionally, and just says, nope, not going to let you do that. But hey, guys, the Republicans can't even get a vote passed. But at least they have their integrity. At least they're maintaining decorum. We don't want to become like the left. That's good. I'm so glad you don't want to become like the left. So you'll just be losers. I'm so glad you're committing to not becoming like the left, that you're just going to let them run over this country, invade this country, crush this country, destroy conservatives, destroy Christians, destroy Republicans, firebomb Republican headquarters. What is it? 36 have been firebombed in the last 5 years. Try to kill Trump, try to kill Trump supporters. But hey, at least you're the good guys. At least you're the good guys. Hope that makes you sleep well at night as your voters continue to be terrorized and the biggest terrorist organization, criminal operation in the history of this country, the Democrat Party, continues to operate and you won't even stop them. But you might arrest one of their foot soldiers that they couldn't care less about because it's just cannon fodder to them. But hey, I'll get a strongly worded letter from Pam Bondi and I'll post that somewhere publicly and really let them know.
The eighth coin
in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. The final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or whether they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run, potentially, of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there, has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, Cory Booker has been filibustering for an impressive 21 hours. Now, this is actually quite funny, because what is he filibustering for? Well, budget cuts, mostly just welfare cuts. But this bill is set to fail anyway. Let me pull up the numbers here. I forget them off the top of my head, but it was something like the Republicans wanted $1 trillion in cuts, and then it got landed on, I think, $2 billion. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, so they ended up getting $3 billion. The House wanted $2 trillion. The Senate is debating a $3 billion cut. This is over 10 years, by the way. Over 10 years. So, again, the House wants a $2 trillion cut. The Senate says, we'll give you $3 billion over 10 years, which is like nothing. So the thing is going to fail anyway. It's not even going to pass. So Booker is filibustering for almost an entire day for something that's dead on arrival anyway. So this is all just an act that's going on. It's all pathetic. I'm telling you, folks, Congress is falling apart at the seams right now. The Republicans can't move in unison. There's a civil war inside the Democrat Party for the future of the party, and that's why Booker is filibustering right now. That's why Booker's up there filibustering right now. This is his move. This is his political power move. To position himself to either get a presidential nomination or be the VP of the ticket, probably when the radical left takes over, because this is an empty gesture. It's a totally meaningless gesture, except for he's just trying to build his political capital, his political profile here. But you got to admit, over 21 hours now, pretty impressive from Booker for a bill that's going to be dead on arrival anyway. So that's what's really going on with that. We do have some other news here. By the way, I figure I might as well report on it because it's going viral. We haven't confirmed these reports. All we're seeing is people posting on X about it, which a lot of times this happens, and it's either not true or somebody just kind of made it up, and then everybody wants to be on the viral news trend. But the report is that Tom Homan has threatened to arrest Katie Hobbs of Arizona if she doesn't stop blocking the deportation efforts. Now, again, that is unconfirmed. It's just reports on X that a lot of times end up being untrue. But should we find that to be true? Isn't it ironic? Isn't it everything we've been talking about today? You're breaking the law. You better stop or I'll arrest you. I'm sorry, what? Where does that apply anywhere else in America? Do you get that same treatment if you're speeding, drinking and driving, any criminal act? Does law enforcement come up to you and say, hey, you better stop or I'm going to arrest you? No, they say, you just committed a crime, I'm arresting you. But hey, you commit a crime and you're a Democrat, they'll threaten to arrest you. Yeah. How's that working out? How's that going for us? Can't even deport criminal aliens. I mean, they just facilitate the biggest invasion in the history of this country, and then they block the deportation effort. Just total criminal activity. I mean, just massive criminal activity. I guess it's so big that you can't do anything about it. I guess that's what it is. It's just so damn big, you just can't stop it. They're just too big. They're just too criminal. Amazing stuff. Okay. By the way, another poll on X revealing the truth about how Americans feel versus what we get from Congress. I'll tell you that coming up. Folks, remember to continue to support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we have products there, supplements there, that are top of the line, high quality, and very popular. They sell out all the time, like the different CMOS supplements that we have. We have the CMOS gummies. We have the CMOS capsules. We also have turmeric gummies as well. This stuff is very, very popular. It sells out all the time. It is in stock right now and on sale. But you can get an increased discount when you subscribe for monthly delivery, like with the Ultimate CMOS Bladder Rack and Burdock Root Capsules. You can get a 50% discount when you subscribe for AutoShip at a monthly basis. Now, me, I used to be like maybe many of you out there. I would just wait till my supplement bottle is getting close to empty or empty, and then I would place my order. Well, the problem with that is now you kind of got a lag time before your order arrives, plus it could be out of stock. Well, we've removed that issue with the monthly subscription, and so now I'm actually personally a monthly subscription guy. But it's not just the convenience factor, it's also the cost factor. So when you become a subscriber to these supplements, it's convenient, auto ship, auto delivery, but also a bigger discount. So it's a total win-win, and you support the broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. Whatever your favorite supplement is that you're constantly ordering, put it on auto ship, put it on auto order, get that big discount, continue to support InfoWars, keep us on the air, and get a great product in the process. That's our formula at thealexjonesstore.com. That's what keeps us independent. That's what keeps us on the air. And we really support our audience for continuing to do so. And don't forget to check out the benefits of becoming a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Okay, so Mike Lee, one of our best senators, puts out a poll. Should the United States leave the UN? Well, last I checked, it was at 96% yes. 96% yes. I wonder where that's at right now. Maybe the crew can pull it up. I'm guessing it's still above 90 easily. So why do I bring this? Is this an insignificant X poll? Why, yes. Does it really have any meaning? Not really. But there is something significant here. There is a lesson to be learned here. Anytime, and when Musk puts up these polls, it gets the biggest result. I mean, millions of votes in an hour. But notice that the populist stuff that the vast majority of Americans agree with, we never get. You ever notice that? If they just put it on the ballot, if there was a vote nationwide for the United States to leave the UN, for the United States to leave NATO, how do you think America would vote? What do you think would happen? But you notice all the people that talk about democracy all day long, they never want it up to us. They never give it up to a vote. Why don't we vote on these things? Give us a vote on the Ukraine funding. No, they can't do that. It would fail. Give us a vote on all the foreign aid. Give us a vote on the hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign aid that we give out to the countries all around the world every year. Put that to a vote. No, they don't do that. It would lose. Well, why don't they want it to lose? Because they're stealing the money. It's a giant criminal operation. All the different wars. Put the wars up to a vote. They don't even vote it on Congress anymore. But see, that right there is the lesson to be learned. So just remember that. Oh, democracy. We need to protect our democracy. Okay. So let's put this stuff up to a vote. Let's let the American people decide. Do you want to be in the UN? There would never be a more unifying vote. Do you want to be in NATO? There would never be another unifying vote. Do you want to support Ukraine? Do you want to support foreign countries? Do you want to go to this war? Every single time, Americans would vote against that. But they don't let us vote for those real things. They don't let us vote for the things of consequence. They don't let us vote to control or stop their criminal operations, wars, money laundering. See how that goes? But that's why Doge is one of the most popular things that's ever come out of government. A Doge employee is put in charge of the U.S. Institute of Peace. A court filing alleges, oh, they're freaked out. And Musk says, well, it's because it's not the U.S. Institute of Peace. It's the U.S. Institute of War and Stealing Money. Doge fires U.S. Institute Peace staff at D.C. headquarters. Nearly all of the staff has been fired. Yeah, shut it down. By the way, they're not doing a very good job, the U.S. Institute of Peace, are they? Not doing that great. And then what do they find? Well, they fund war, of course. The Doge team fought for days to gain access to the United States Institute of Peace. Eventually, with help from the FBI and Metro Police, Doge was able to access the agency and discovered massive fraud, waste, and abuse, including payments to the Taliban and Iraq. Millions. Millions. Oh, don't come in here. Oh, well, why not? Because we're committing crimes. Don't get access to our financials. Oh, why not? Because we're stealing the money. Don't publish what you found here. Why shouldn't we publish it? Because we're funding war and terrorism. Stop it. Come on. It's the U.S. government. We fund terrorism. We fund war. We steal Americans' money. We lie to them. Leave us alone. Knock it off. Well, maybe there's some hope. You know, now is actually the time to move, if there was ever a time to move. I don't know. Maybe Democrats can get less popular. I suppose it's possible. I suppose it is possible for Democrats to get less popular, but not much. Not much. Here's CNN reporting on just how unpopular the current Democrat Party is in clip 15.
One. Holy Toledo. Voters' views of the Democrats in Congress among all voters disapprove 68%. And look at the approved number, just 21%, even lower than the Democratic Party at large. This is the lowest on record for Democrats, according to Quinnipiac University polling. You think these numbers are bad? Let's go to this side of the screen. We'll look how Democratic voters feel. Get this. The plurality of Democratic voters disapprove of Democrats in Congress at 49%, and just 40% approve. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Oh, my goodness gracious, you just can't get worse than these numbers.
And this is the number one here really driving all of this. If Democrats have turned, if Democratic voters have turned on Democrats in Congress and the Democratic Party, that's what puts the numbers at historic lows. What is it they want to be seeing, these voters?
What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. They don't like what's coming out of some of those Senate Democrats like Chuck Schumer, because take a look at the direction of the party. Democratic voters on Democrats in Congress doing too little to oppose Donald Trump. Look at this. 77% should stay principled, even if it means nothing gets done in Washington, D.C. 65%. And this 65% is such a difference from where we were in 2017 at this point, when just 33% of Democrats say they should stay principled, compared to 59% who said they want to compromise. Democrats do not want compromise at this point. They want a fighter. They want to go into the ring like Muhammad Ali did against Sonny Liston. They want to take down the Republicans. They do not want this compromise anymore. They want to be more like Republicans, get up to that stage and fight. And right now they feel like their leaders in Congress are simply put not doing so. And that is why their approval rating for congressional Democrats is at an all-time low, even among Democrats with more disapproving than approving.
Yeah, it seems that these Senate Democrats, some of them are banking on the idea that there is still...
Let's break this down, because this is actually stunning stuff right here. 21% approval rating for Democrats. Now, you see that and you think, okay, this must be because the men and women sports, the radicalization, the open borders, the weaponizing of government, right? That's why Democrats are so upset at the party right now, right? No, it's because they're not extreme enough. Do you really want to know how bad it is? Let me tell you how bad it is. Let me use this story as an example. Do you really understand how bad things are right now with the American left? I don't think people really appreciate it, folks. And that's fine, because they haven't dealt with them firsthand. Like I have had to for 10 years now. Luigi Mangione Act. This is coming out of California. The Luigi Mangione Act targets insurers who deny medical care. Now, Pam Bondi issued a strong statement today, and she wants U.S. prosecutors to seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione. Well, it's my understanding they're going to be fighting this. But let's just look at this. Luigi Mangione, the current understanding is that he is a killer. That in cold blood, he went to the streets and shot and killed somebody, a man that had a family.
That's the understanding. Now, I don't know where the final argument is going to land in his criminal defense, if they'll try to plea insanity or something else, or say he's not guilty. But regardless, their belief, their understanding is that Luigi Mangione is a killer, a murderer. And they're writing bills in his name celebrating him. He's a hero to the left. So think about it. Let's say Mangione goes to trial and actually proves he's innocent. Let's say Mangione proves he is innocent and did not kill the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Well, guess what? The Democrats don't like him anymore. They only like him because they think he's a killer. They only like him because they think he's a murderer. And they like him so much, they're passing legislation with his name on it. They're painting murals all over the country because they celebrate him. They think he's a killer. So let's bring this back to the low approval ratings of the Democrats. Do you know what would make the Democrats' approval rating go up? This is despicable, but it's true. If a Democrat actually went out there and killed Donald Trump, they'd have a higher approval rating. That's who these people are. That's why they're mad. They're mad that Trump is still alive. They're mad that Trump is not behind bars. That's why the Democrat approval rating is so low. That's all they want. It's not about policy. It's not about political success or lack thereof. It's not about passing legislation or Democrat Party agendas or their voters' mandates. Not about any of that. They just want their political opposition dead and in jail. And if they don't deliver that, the Democrat voters don't approve. That's where they're at. That's what this is about. No, it's not 21% approval rating because the Democrats have gone so insane now. It's 21% approval rating because they're not extreme enough. The Democrat voters want Trump dead. They want Musk dead, folks. They want you dead. That's what they expect from the Democrat Party. That's how insane this is. Why do you think they're attacking Tesla dealerships, planting bombs at them? Why do you think they're doing all these fake swatting incidents? Why do you think they're trying to kill Trump? Why do you think they're trying to kill Musk? This is the Democrat Party now. And the Republican Party is still so weak, that they can't even respond accordingly. It's pathetic, man. It is absolutely pathetic. So what do? Do you just let the Democrats continue to act as terrorists? Do you try to bring in Democrat leadership? Bring in Democrat influencers to try to calm the situation and turn the heat down? What is it going to take for Republicans to understand the game that's being played? What is it going to take? Trump almost got assassinated twice, and they still don't get it. Democrat polls show that the voters now want their party to go farther to the left, more extreme, as if the terrorism and the attempted assassinations weren't enough. And the Republicans can't even coalesce for simple legislation. The Republicans can't even coalesce to deport criminal aliens. They can't even coalesce now that they have full control of the federal government with the Trump administration. They can't even get mass arrests of Democrat terrorists. They can't even go after the people stealing money that Doge has exposed. It's really pathetic. It makes somebody like me, like you, feel politically homeless. We don't have any representation. There's no representation for you, an American patriot. You've got some individuals in there. You've got individuals. There's no party representation. There's no party leadership. They don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about an agenda. All they care about is themselves. They're not fighting for America. The Democrats are fighting to destroy America. Well, Kid Rock might think he has a solution, and maybe there's something there. Just forego all the politicians. They're all worthless. They're all weasels. They're all spineless cowards. So just forego all of them. And maybe if you can bring in some rational leftists that aren't violent extremists and don't like where the party is going,
maybe they can turn the temperature down. So Kid Rock organized this dinner with President Trump last night. He talked about it earlier. He invited Bill Maher to the meeting, as well as Dana White. He is reporting here with how the dinner went.
All right, tell us what happened from start to finish in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, I went on Bill's show, I went on his podcast, and I said, man, you know, nothing happens if people don't break bread together and meet face to face. He's been one of the president's hardest critics. And we came to dinner, me, Bill, Dana White, and it could not have been better. Everyone was so surprised, so pleasant. The most shocking thing to me was, you know, Bill's obviously a very big liberal, been very hard on the president, but he's donated a lot of money to other politicians. You know, you've had Biden, Clinton, Obama, everybody. He had never been to the White House, and the president was so gracious. He took us up to the private residence. We saw the Gettysburg Address in the Lincoln bedroom, and I was like, you've never been here, Bill? And I was like, how about this? President Trump, you know, extending this olive branch, and we talked about things we had in common, you know, ending wokeness, you know, securing the border. You know, the president was asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on with Iran and Israel and things. It was it blew my mind. It was right. I was, you know, very, very proud.
Bob, you know what it is, actually, at the end of the day? Most politicians are just worthless. They're just worthless scum suckers. Both sides of the aisle. So it's like you have to have a meeting like that and just get through the scum. I mean, that's the swamp. That's the swamp. But it's like, hey, let's just sit down and actually talk about things, and we'll find we have most things in common. And who knows what really goes on in Bill Maher's head versus what he does on the air. But it's just like that lady we played earlier. Oh, wow. I had this friend at work, very smart, very intelligent, very funny. I really liked him a lot. We got along. We worked good together. And then I found out he was a conservative, and now I hate him. It's like he's still the same person. He's still the exact same person you got along with. He's still the exact same person you liked. But now you just hate him because of his politics. And it's like that's what we deal with. So it's kind of like the reverse with Maher, where he gets to sit down and meet Trump and Kid Rock and Dana White, and then they end up, oh, yeah, you know what? This is actually reasonable stuff here. I think, yeah, okay. Maybe you aren't Hitler. Maybe you aren't a fascist. All these other things. Now, will he turn the temperature down? Will he try to rationalize with his audience? Time will tell. But maybe that's what you have to do. But see, that's the problem is, and it's all politicians. It's the same with Republicans. Republicans are doing the same crap right now, just licking their fingers, see which way the wind blows, or checking their bank accounts, seeing where the money's coming from, and then deciding what to do. But, you know, maybe that's the solution, is to just get some voices of reason from the left, try to turn the temperature down. But again, the problem is the Democrat Party sees their voters want more extremism. So that's where they're going to go. The Democrat Party is going to get more extreme. And quite frankly, so is the Republican Party. But not for anything we want them to do, unfortunately, is where everything's going now.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. So I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver. Because gold went over $3,000 an ounce, it's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
RFK Jr. making announcements earlier today on the HHS layoffs.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to share with you a paradox that I've encountered here in Washington, D.C. as the new Secretary of HHS. Our department is filled for the most part with competent, conscientious public servants, and yet the agency has been inefficient as a whole. Over the past 4 years during the Biden administration, HHS's budget increased by 38%. And its staffing increased by 17%, but all that money has failed to improve the health of Americans. In fact, the rate of chronic disease and cancer increased dramatically as our department has grown. Our lifespan has dropped, so Americans now live 6 years shorter than Europeans. We are the sickest nation in the world, and we have the highest rate of chronic disease. The U.S. ranks last among 40 developed nations in terms of health, but we spend 2 to 3 times more per capita than those nations. As Secretary, I now understand why all this money is not improving our health. HHS is a sprawling bureaucracy that encompasses literally hundreds of departments, committees, and other offices. You know how bureaucracies work. Every time a new issue arises, they tack on another committee. This leads to tremendous waste and duplication, and worst of all, a loss of any unified sense of mission. The resulting pandemonium has injured American health and damaged department morale. When I arrived, I found that over half of our employees don't even come to work. HHS has more than 100 communications offices and more than 40 IT departments and dozens of procurement offices and 9 HR departments. In many cases, they don't even talk to each other. They're mainly operating in silos. Sometimes these sub-agencies work at cross purposes with each other. Some of these little fiefdoms, for example, are so insulated and territorial that they actually hoard our patient medical data and sell it for profit to each other. Instead of remedying the chronic disease crisis, perverse incentives have administrators checking boxes and grading their own homework while public health declines. A few isolated divisions are neglecting public health altogether and seem only accountable to the industries that they're supposed to be regulating. In one case, defiant bureaucrats impeded the secretary's office from accessing the closely guarded databases that might reveal the dangers of certain drugs and medical interventions. I have some good news, though. As part of President Trump's DOGE workforce reduction initiative, we're going to streamline HHS to make our agency more efficient and more effective. We're going to imbue the agency with a clear sense of mission to radically improve the health of Americans and to improve agency morale. We're going to eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments and agencies while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. We have two goals. The first is obvious, to save the taxpayer money by making our department more efficient. And the second is to radically improve our quality of service. I want to promise you now that we're going to do more with less. No American is going to be left behind. Our key services delivered through Medicare and Medicaid, the FDA and CDC, and other agencies will enter a new era of responsiveness and a new era of effectiveness. We're going to consolidate all of these departments and make them accountable to you, the American taxpayer, and the American patient. These goals will honor the aspirations of the vast majority of existing HHS employees who actually...
He continues here as we go to break. But, you know, it's funny. I listen to this and I think, you know, we talk about left-wing extremism. We see the left-wing extremism, the violence, the terrorism, everything else. What would right-wing extremism look like? What would right-wing extremism look like from RFK Jr.? Banning mercury in vaccines, banning toxic seed oils, banning toxic food dyes.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, everything we broke down over the years has turned out to be dead on. Most of the time when we were a little bit off, it was because things were much worse than we were saying. But in the main, we've been dead on. That's our mission, be the most accurate out there. MSM's mission is to deceive you, lie to you because they're mercenaries for the globalist. And we're funded by viewers and listeners like you. So we try to bring you products that really work, that you're going to love, so you come back and get them again and again. So many of you are going to be excited to hear that our ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. The Shilajit is the best quality. The Irish Sea Moss is available as well. You're going to want to reorder it. But for viewers that haven't ever gotten the products and haven't experienced them, you are missing out. If our information is game-changing and one of a kind, imagine what the products are like. Go now to TheAlexShowStore.com. There's not just great supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more at TheAlexShowStore.com, powering the American resistance to globalists worldwide and winning.
The man who dares to defy the deep state narrative, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, Elon Musk was just on Fox News. He broke some news. Here's what he had to say just moments ago.
Harold Bondi has said the same thing. I believe that that is exactly what will happen.
Do you know who they are?
We're coming for them.
Do you know who those generals are?
We know. We do.
Yes. And hopefully the prosecution.
So that's kind of clipped out of context there. Musk is claiming that they have found out who is behind the organizing and fundraising for the Tesla terrorists. This is actually a big, big moment right here. Because now, and he even said Pam Bondi by name, and I get it, they got to at least appear to be team players, and maybe they are behind the scenes, maybe they aren't, but for the public perception, they will appear that way. I think Musk is fed up. I think you can kind of see that. But he calls out Pam Bondi by name and says, we've delivered the goods. This is a big moment, folks, because there's no doubt Pam Bondi has the lowest approval rating of any member of the Trump administration. Lower than Waltz, who is going to be dealing with Signalgate. The White House is claiming, you know, they put out these pressers and they're telling all their paid operatives on social media, say it's over, say it's case closed, say it's a nothing burger. Well, it's a something burger. It's not what the left is making it to be. And then they turn it into an attack on Hegseth. White House says case closed on Waltz, adding anti-Trump journalists to Signal chat. We're going to move on. Well, no, not really. That's pure propaganda. But think about it. Pam Bondi, less popular than Waltz after Signalgate, less popular than Hegseth with all the attacks on him. So now Musk, who's already fed up at the lack of action from Pam Bondi's office, who knows where Kash Patel is at, asking for a direct line of communication with the president, foregoing the traditional going through the DOJ, through the attorney general. But now Musk has delivered the goods to Pam Bondi's desk. this is a big moment. And now Pam Bondi, if she doesn't go after the organizers and the funders, I'd say she's already done. I don't see her lasting 4 years, let alone one. She'll be hosting or co-hosting or, expert guest on Fox News by the end of next year, maybe by the end of this year. But I could see, and I don't think Musk is in there trying to ruffle feathers, but now I think this is a pressure campaign. And now Elon Musk has said, hey, he just told everybody, he said, hey, I got the goods. We've discovered the organizers and the fundraisers for the Tesla terror attacks. She's called them domestic terrorists. It's time to treat them like it. I've delivered the goods to her desk. So now, if Pam Bondi doesn't deliver arrests, mass arrests, by the end of this week. I mean, because you're going to have more Tesla terrorism over the weekend. So this has to stop now. There's no sitting on this. There's no Epstein files on my desk and, binder gate and truckloads of files and all the other garbage. No. This is an active thing happening right now. And Musk just said, I've delivered the proof. I've delivered the goods. Pam Bondi has it. She said she will act. So this is it. I mean, this is Bondi's make or break moment. If Bondi does not produce something big on the Tesla terrorism by the end of this week, I think she's I don't see her. I don't know how she lasts, quite frankly, because I think Musk will make a personal request to the president to get rid of her. Because this is ridiculous. And he has every right to do so. He has every right to do so. Because I'm not playing these games anymore. I'm not playing political games. I'm not playing decorum and process and we need time and all this other garbage. And you know what? Maybe I'm on the extreme when it comes to that. I'll accept that. That's fine. I have no problem accepting that. Yeah, I have no patience. You're right. I have no patience. That's fine. So if I'm on the extreme end of things with that, I think I'm probably more average with that, with the common American at this point. But fine. I'll take on the more extreme edge with no patience. So I'm not going to do this. Well, Musk isn't an official cabinet member. Musk isn't the attorney general. Musk isn't the president. Shut up. Shut up. Neither are these judges blocking Trump's agenda. Musk is on team win, in case you haven't noticed. Musk is on, I want to win. And I want to win now, in case you haven't noticed. So yeah, if Musk has enough political capital and influence to get into Trump's ear and say, Mr. President, we have delivered a lot of stuff to Pam Bondi's desk when it comes to money laundering and fraud and now who's funding the Tesla terror attacks, and she has not done anything with it. I'm becoming a little concerned. So that's what I see happening. I've seen Musk getting frustrated with the process for a month now as the Tesla terrorism continues. And now he has directly put the pressure on Pam Bondi's office and Pam Bondi herself just now, saying, I've delivered the goods, I've given her the proof, and now it's on her desk. So no more strongly worded statements, no more videos for social media. No, it's arrests, it's shutting it down, it's doing what you've said and treating it like a terrorist. A terrorist cell and stopping it. There's no wiggle room anymore on that. And by the way, since we're talking about it, there have been some major developments with the swatting incidents in the last 48 hours. Not just for me personally, but now I have an update from the other swatting victims that I've been in touch with. And luckily, at least today, we were kind of able to have some constructive conversations in the group chat. So at this point, it looks like, and it's hard to keep track of all the numbers, but at this point, it looks like four of the swatting victims have been contacted by the feds. No follow-up. One contact, one point of contact, no follow-up, but at least four that I know of that's confirmed. At least four of the swatting victims have now also had their families targeted. I have now had 9 separate households, 9 separate households, family members of mine, have now also been terrorized and or swatted. 9. And I'm not just talking about direct family. I'm talking about in-laws. I'm talking about family I've never even met. Never even met them. But who's ever doing this stuff, you just get into the family tree or get into all these connections, whatever, however they get their access. I'm pretty sure we know. I'd love to turn this information over to the feds, but here we are. I'd love to turn it over to a local detective, but here we are. So we're pretty sure we know where they're getting the information. Nobody wants to get it from me, but okay. But I also confirmed with others that, yep, others are now getting their families targeted as well. Now, they don't want to go public, and I understand that. I've talked to my family. I said I'm not going to give any personal information, but I have to report on this because we have to raise pressure or nothing is going to get done. And, folks, this is now, with my family, it's now, I believe, in 4 separate states. Oh. And you want to know what else is happening? Because they also, I won't say it all, but let's just say whatever their source is for all this information, and it might be more than one source, because they have everything. Emails, phone numbers, addresses. It's crazy. I mean, total invasion and privacy. I mean, nothing is private with who's ever doing the swatting or whatever group was behind it. They have everything. And now they're sending these fake pizza orders to my family under the name of Jamie White, whose murderer is still on the loose in Austin. We can't even get a significant reward for information on Jamie's killer. So the family is in the process. They may have done it. I don't know exactly where it's at, but they're in the process of raising the award personally, using some of the fundraiser money to increase the reward for information. I think the local APD or the whoever does these awards, the local government, it was like $1,000 for information, which is hardly going to move the needle. And I don't know for sure. I don't want to say anything inaccurate, but I think Jamie's family was thinking about increasing it to $10,000. I don't know where that's at. I'm not trying to put any bad information out there, but the point is, this is how sick it is, folks. This is how sick it is. InfoWars reporter Jamie White is now being used in this psychotic terror attack. What is wrong with you people? They're psychotic. These are deranged psychotic freaks. They belong in a mental institution. That's really what needs to be done. But hey, we don't want to do that. We don't want to round them up. We don't want to put them in camps. Why? They want to kill you. These people want you dead. Well, I don't want to round them up. I don't want to put them in camps, you know. That's kind of unsightly. It's kind of politically incorrect. Oh, okay. They just want to kill you. But yeah, stay politically correct. Keep riding that politically correct train. Keep riding with your political morals and ethics. You're so much better than the left that want you dead. That want your country to collapse and want you dead. Many of them literally terrorists. They celebrate murderers. But hey, I'm sure your political correctness will help you. Yeah. So that's where that's at. Maybe old Bondi can do something about that too. You know, maybe with enough public pressure, maybe she'll do another video or a strongly worded statement. She's known for those. But I'm telling you, Musk just put the pressure on her. Musk just turned up the heat. Just said it to the American people. I've delivered the goods to Pam Bondi. We have the evidence. It's on her desk. It's all on her. This is a make or break moment for Pam Bondi. But really, to me, it's already... She's already break. She's already zero for me. She's already F. But maybe she can save face. Hell, I root for her, too. I just have no faith. That's the problem. That's the problem. All right, I got a bunch of other news here I need to just start clearing off the desk. But this is the type of people we're dealing with. So you have these, and it's all just these adult, immature LARPers. Oh, we're the Church of Satan. And so they just claim religious rights, and they go do their little Satan worship exercises at state capitals. So this just happened in Kansas. And the Satanists, who are just LARPing, these are just immature adults. They're just pathetic losers at the end of the day. They're doing their little satanic ritual, and then they're trying to blaspheme Jesus Christ. And then they throw the host on the ground just to insult Christians. You know, that's all it is, just insulting Christians and then these whacked up adult immature losers. But there was a Catholic man there when they tried to desecrate the Eucharist who tried to stop them from doing it. But watch the activity of these so-called Church of Satan worshipers after the whole thing goes down, and you'll get an idea of what kind of derangement. Why do we put up with this crap? That's what I'm so sick of. Go ahead. Just pump the audio up. Go ahead.
We would bring the blood to dry wounds on your side. This we can and will do today by violating the quietude of your body, you profaner of animal vices. You obstructor of stupid purity. Cursed Nazarene, impotent deed, fugitive God, silent God.
So he spikes the Eucharist, tries to stomp on it. A Catholic man stops him.
Hey, we got someone. Problem. Come.
Assault, he says, because he doesn't want him to desecrate the Eucharist.
Security.
There are signs that say, Hail Satan. And now the Catholic man is getting punched in the face, assaulted.
Security.
He's the bad guy. Now they're slamming his head against the concrete. Now the cops finally break it up. This is just such pathetic behavior. Watch this LARP that you're about to see here from this leader of the Church of Satan, supposedly.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's just like a game. So do you see what they've done? They've taken advantage of your good nature. They've taken advantage of your tolerant nature. They've hidden behind all these different things like religious rights to act like this. They've hidden behind all these things like Trump is a Nazi to act like terrorists. Why do we continue to play this game? Ask yourself again, theme of the day, I guess. What is right-wing extremism? Right-wing extremism would be banning Satan worship. Oh, Owen, it's religious rights. We don't want to go down that road. Shut up. You're weak. You're pathetic. You're why we're losing everything. You're why our culture is decaying. You're why our streets are decaying. You're why our country is so corrupt. You gotta let the Satanists do their religious worship too. No, I don't. Shut up, weakling. Shut up, you spineless scum sucker. Well, the Church of Satan gets to have their worship too. Shut up. I'm done dealing with this crap. If we can go arrest college protesters for being critical of Israel, and we can all support that, then I think we can support shutting down the Church of Satan doing worship events at state capitol buildings. I think we can tolerate shutting that down. I'm sick of this crap, man. Oh, well, we got to go through the process of stopping the terrorists. Really? You mean like Patriot Act spying on American citizens? I'm sick of this garbage, man. I'm sick of the excuses. I'm sick of spineless cowards that are letting this continue in our country. I'm fed up. We won the election. We went through everything to win this election. We put it all on the line. Now we have the power. And people are saying, well, we can't do that. Can't do it like that. Gotta do this. Gotta let the Church of Satan worship at the Capitol. No, I don't. No, I don't at all. gotta let them, they have their rights to. Shut up! You're the problem. You are the problem. Sick of this crap, man. All right. Well, all right. If we had more Catholics like the man in that video, who will probably go to jail, you know, he's the bad guy. Oh, what are you doing in jail? Well, I stopped a Satan worship ceremony. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you're the bad guy. Yeah, you're gonna go to jail. You're committing a hate crime. You're the bad guy. You stopped a Satan worship ceremony, so you're going to jail. Oh. Yeah, no wonder why this country is so screwed up. Because a bunch of cowards that say, we gotta let this happen, we gotta do this, we gotta go through the process, we gotta keep decorum, we gotta do this. Oh yeah. No, you don't. No, you know what you have to do? You have to play to win. You know what you have to do? You have to make decisive action to save your culture, to save your country. Don't you see how political correctness has destroyed you? Don't you see how these people are taking advantage because they know you're so weak? Hey, they're going to let us do a Satan worship at the Capitol, yeah. We're going to claim it's our religious right, and they're going to let us do it. And we're going to go up there, and we're going to LARP. It's going to be great. And nobody has the spine to stop us. Nobody has the balls to stop us. So what is right-wing extremism? Not letting Satan worship ceremonies happening at the Capitol. Wow. That is some extreme stuff. Yeah. The Satan worshiping ceremony, that's not extreme. That's not radical. But you, a conservative trying to stop it? Whoa. Are you sure you want to go that far? Wow. So until right-wingers want to get serious, we'll continue. That's how it's going to go. They're celebrating this, by the way. Israel eliminates remaining tariffs on U.S. goods ahead of Trump move. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Israel. We just give you billions and billions of dollars in foreign aid, and you still have tariffs on our goods. Wow, you're such a great ally. Oh, thank you. Everybody's patting Israel on the back today like, wow, look at how great of an ally Israel is. See, they're taking the tariffs off. Are you kidding me? My God, how cucked are you? We give what? How much foreign aid to Israel every year? And then they still tariff our goods? And then they still use us to fight their wars? And you're going to sit here and say, ooh, thank you, Israel. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. God, it's embarrassing. Shameful. You know, maybe they need a little manlyhood. They need a little gumption. Maybe they need a little supplemental help from some of our products at the alexjonesstore.com. Maybe a little Sheila Jeet complex. Maybe that's what it is. Do you think that might help them a little bit? Known to boost your vitality and your manlyhood? You think that might help? Maybe we should give it a try. Sheila Jeet Complex Super Infused Supplement from the AlexJonesStore.com. Your daily boost in vitality. I suggest putting this on auto ship, getting the 50% off discount. This thing is just loaded. It's actually crazy. I don't know how they got all that goodness into one capsule, but they did it. Sheila Jeet Complex. Your daily boost in vitality, scientifically formulated for maximum performance and wellness. And you can get it 50% off right now when you become an auto ship subscriber at the alexjonesstore.com. Just one of the great products we have there. Just one of the great supplements we have there for your health, for your wellness, for your vitality. So help yourself by getting the great supplements at the alexjonesstore.com. And help keep us on air into the future. when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your limited edition silver coin, by the way, before it sells out. It's selling out fast.
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's very simple. We need the money to keep this going right now. I mean, last week. So here's what we got. We got Survival Shield X2, the best, greatest pure iodine out there. We pioneered this. It's incredible. Every electrochemical activity of the body, you need it. It's amazing. Brainforce Ultra, a fan favorite, great, clean, nootropic. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there, amazing. Vitamin C with zinc, very strong. The Linus Pauling Formula, 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C, rose hips, zinc, vaso beets, the nitric oxide, looks like nitric boost, great for your heart, cardiovascular, cleans out your blood. Ultra 12, purest, highest quality, grade B12. Pain MD is an amazing natural pain relief formula. It is excellent. Also, The Great Awakening, my best-selling, number one New York Times bestseller. But they wouldn't say that. It was a big scandal. The InfoWars Gold Collectible Art Card. There's some of those, and that's what's there. I mean, we are wrecking it, but less than 0.1% of her buy anything. If you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com, we will be able to keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Where the hidden agendas are laid bare. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're going to news blitz it here, final segment. All right.
Let's pick it up and put it down. China delays $23 billion sale of Panama Canal ports to U.S.-backed consortium led by BlackRock. Why is China angry about a plan to sell two ports on the Panama Canal? You know, there's another kind of lurking story here, because the company, C.K. Hutchinson, is actually a Hong Kong-based company. And so I think the kind of hidden story here is that China has already moved in on Hong Kong. They haven't even had to do it physically, militarily, just economically. So we've always been concerned about that. There were the big protests, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago in Hong Kong. And now I think it's pretty clear China is running Hong Kong now through proxy. And that's why they're trying to block this deal, which is from a Hong Kong-based company. And do we really know if it would make any difference if it was BlackRock that had control of it? Do we trust BlackRock? I mean, I suppose it might be better than China if Trump has a deal with them, which obviously knows the players inside BlackRock. But, okay, that sale has been stopped. Prosecutors seek prison for neo-Nazi leader Isabel Peralta. Oh, yes. This is actually another weird one. Takes a turn here. The Provincial Prosecutor's Office of Madrid, which is in Spain, has requested a sentence of 3.5 years in prison for Isabel Peralta, the leader of a neo-Nazi group, Bastion Frontal, for inciting discrimination and hatred against. Now, where do you think this is going? Would you care to take a guess? Where do you think this is going? For inciting discrimination and hatred against Moroccan migrants and Muslims. Didn't see that coming. This request comes as a part of an ongoing legal battle that has captured public attention due to its implications of freedom of speech and the rise of far-right movements in Spain. So this has nothing to do with neo-Nazism. It's a nationalist leader who doesn't like the invasion from foreign countries and the Muslim invasion in Christian Catholic Spain. Not allowed to push back against that. Your government seeks years in jail for daring to speak out against the migrant invasion. Unbelievable stuff. And then they treat her like she's some sort of a Nazi, and they do the same thing they did to Musk, and they say, oh, look, here's a picture of her doing the Hitler salute. She's not even talking about Jewish people. She's talking about Muslims that are invading Europe. Yeah, there it is right there. It's just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. Speaking of the corruption in Europe, Marine Le Pen issued a statement after the political persecution that is now stopping her from running, even though she was leading in the polls. I will translate this for you with the captions. Here's Marine Le Pen responding to them banning her from politics right before the election as she was leading in the polls. Clip 11.
Merci à tous. Merci de vos
Thank you
marques de soutien,
for your expressions of support and affection. The system brought out the nuclear bomb. And if he's using such a powerful weapon against us, it's obviously because we're about to win the election. Let them say to themselves that everything they've put in place hasn't worked, so maybe it's time to move up a gear. So things are extremely clear. We won't let it happen. And we won't let it happen. We must defend ourselves and also defend the French people. We have the right to vote for whomever they wish and to defend the country. Because today the country is teetering on the brink. He's wavering on his principles. He's wavering on his values. And those who only talk about the rule of law are usually the first who seek to violate it. They stole the legislative elections from us with outrageous maneuvers. Let's be very clear. We will not allow the French to be robbed of the presidential election. And so, So we are going to defend ourselves. We will use all the means at our disposal to enable the French people to choose their future. And we're going to win. I don't think... has Trump issued a statement on this, guys? I'm surprised he hasn't. Maybe he did, and I either forgot or I missed it. I'm surprised, though, that he hasn't issued a strong statement. Now, of course, he does get along with Macron. Maybe that's why. But that is surprising. I mean, that is just blatant political persecution. I mean, that is blatant cheating and rigging an election, just like they tried to do with Trump to get him to not run. So that's going to be one to watch in France. Now, this is a pretty wild one. Argentina announces declassification of documents on Nazis who fled Germany. President Milei made the decision following a request from the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Secret documents on Nazis who fled to Argentina after World War II being declassified. Now, it's interesting because not only is it the U.S. pressuring this release and then getting it, but it's kind of one of those things that's like folklore but ends up being true. It was pretty well known. I don't know what you would call it, you know, red pill history, tinfoil hat history, conspiracy theory history. It doesn't matter. Those people always end up being right. But it was pretty, I mean, once you dig into that, when you go down that rabbit hole, it's pretty well reported that Hitler escaped and a lot of the Nazis escaped to Argentina and that the deal was cut for whatever reason with Operation Paperclip before the tribunals, before the conventions after World War II, and Operation Paperclip not only brought in all the Nazi scientists that then ended up working for NASA and the U.S. government, but then it also cut a deal for other Nazi leaders to escape into Argentina and live out the rest of their lives. And so it's not only like historical folklore and conspiracy theory, it's even more well known in some of these local Argentina areas where Hitler was even living and had children. So things just get wild when you start to declassify. Just like we saw with the JFK hearing today, Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot JFK. Will we ever know the shooter? Probably not. Or at least it will always be questioned who actually shot JFK. It's pretty clear at this point it was not Lee Harvey Oswald, but he was the patsy. And then the CIA, which orchestrated the whole thing and then covered it up, worked with the mob to put the hit on Lee Harvey Oswald so that he couldn't talk. But you find out now there were all these different interests in taking JFK out. You had the Israeli interests, you had the CIA interests, and then you had the Democrat Party interest, LBJ. And the CIA just kind of organized it all, ran the thing, ran the cover up, and then worked with the mob to make sure Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't talk. So, you know, all those conspiracy theories end up coming true every single time. Isn't that amazing? Every single time. Jasmine Crockett, boy, oh boy, listen to this one. Actually, a lot of people kind of missed the significance of this, and it's just like, oh, just more insanity, more radicalism from Jasmine Crockett. But there's actually a very important admission here from Jasmine Crockett on The Breakfast Club, popular morning talk show. See if you pick up the admission from Jasmine Crockett here in clip 4.
And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kinfolk, such as Byron Donalds, who are going to continue to say that, like, I mean, the fact that you sitting around talking about life was better under Jim Crow, like, is this because you don't understand history? Or literally it's because you married a white woman and so you think that that whitewashed you? I'm not really sure, like, what it is.
Well,
but
you
shouldn't
even be married to a white woman under Jim
Correct. Crow. Mm-hmm. Correct. And it took Joy to call him out. So I'm like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you saying? Like, he's just out here, you know, I feel like they give him his talking points and he's like, yes, massa, I got it.
You know, it's funny because she actually talks like somebody that would belong on The Breakfast Club. You know, she talks like a airhead bimbo. You know, she talks like she wants to be the next female rapper hooker thing that they got going on. So it's funny because she actually fits right in there. She doesn't sound like an educated woman, which she actually is, highly educated, came from a very affluent family, very expensive education, very expensive upbringing. But now all of a sudden she's code switched now that she's a congresswoman. But it's funny because she doesn't sound like an educated, intellectual politician. She sounds like a ratchet, gangster rapper. So maybe she could find a home there at The Breakfast Club. But notice how, first of all, she doesn't actually explain what Byron Donalds was talking about when he talks about the Jim Crow era. He was talking about birth rates, keeping the family together instead of fatherless homes, crime rates, poverty rates. That's what he was talking about. He was just doing a statistical analysis. So she leaves all of that out. Then she shows her racism by insulting him for marrying a white woman. So I guess you're not really for diversity. But what is the ultimate admission here from Crockett? Did you pick up on it at the beginning? She says, our kinfolk who aren't actually our kinfolk. Skinfolk is what she said? In fact, play it again. Let me just hear that one more time. Go ahead and play it from the top.
And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kinfolk, such as Byron Donalds.
We continue to put our people in office. So she says we only want black people in office. And this is their whole, it's really just white, it's anti-white racism, it's anti-white bigotry. But they play this card of, oh, no, it's, you know, it's just diversity is what it is. It's totally anti-white bigotry. Hiding under the disguise of diversity. But what did she just admit? It's not even about diversity. She says, we need to have more black people in there. Oh, more black people like you? Or more black people like Byron Donalds? Byron Donalds, by the way, he's actually smart. He's actually a very well-spoken man. He's a good man. He's a good husband. I think he's a father, too. Very successful in the private sector as well. Very financially successful. It's like, we don't want that. No, we don't want the strong, independent, well-spoken, successful black man, good father, good husband. We don't want that. We want ratchet, fake nails, fake wig, fake face, fake accent, Jasmine Crockett. That's what we want. But what's the big admission? They don't actually care about diversity. It's not about diversity. It's not about getting more black people in there. It's all about totalitarianism of thought. It's all about totalitarianism of ideology. So you could be a black woman. You could be a black man. You could be successful. You could be running for office. But if you don't think or talk or act like Jasmine Crockett, you don't count. Or, as Joe Biden says, if you don't vote for Democrats, you're not black. Wow. So you see, that's the big admission. Oh, we just want diversity. Oh, we just want more black people. No, you don't. No, you don't. You just want more anti-white racists. You just want more hardcore, radical, anti-American leftists. You really don't care what their skin color is, but you bash America over the head with the claims of racism, and then you use that to bring people like Jasmine Crockett into office, and then you insult Byron Donalds. And then you show your racism because he chose to marry a white woman. It's really an incredible admission there. Isn't it amazing, too? What is it with this guy? What is it with Charlemagne
Has he? I'm not acting like I know. I've not followed his career, so I don't know what it is that makes him famous or successful or popular. But whenever I see these videos, it's like, what this? He seems like one of the least impressive people I've ever seen. How does this stuff continue to get away? It happens right in front of his face. He doesn't even say anything. It's like he's not even there. Somebody needs to check on his pulse. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, you're not black. And he just sits there and stares. Like, what is that? Jasmine Crockett, he's bad. He married a white woman. You just sit there and take it? Like, what are you doing? No pushback at all? But maybe that's what it is. I guess he's just this guy that was given this popular radio show, and it's all just a propaganda platform to bring on the Democrats and let them talk and insult white people, insult Republicans, insult Trump. And just that's just your job. Is you just have, it's really just a propaganda operation, and you're just the guy that they put in the front of it to be rich and famous. But you know your role. So when Joe Biden insults black people, you don't say anything. When Jasmine Crockett makes the big admission that it's really just about anti-white bigotry, you don't say anything. You calmly just let it happen. That's your job. But you love to pretend you're an intellectual. Yes. But you just sit right there and take it. And I'm pretty sure Byron Donalds went on The Breakfast Club and was fantastic and laid out great policies and just had a very intellectual political discussion. And, of course, he couldn't keep up. But when Jasmine goes in there and starts, you know, barking, she's got like Mad Hatter syndrome from that wig. That he can jive with. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. I could help. I could send him a bottle of Brain Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, this was just told to me in the break. If you're a fan of the InfoWars Store supplements, this could be your last time to purchase them. This could be last chance. And in fact, it is the last chance. A lot of this stuff is already sold out for good. But we still have some remaining products at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, Nitric Boost, Survival Shield X2, Brain Force Ultra, Bod Ease. We're almost completely sold out of Bod Ease. We probably will be shortly. Vitamin C with Zinc, Vasobeat Complete, Ultra 12, Prebiotic Fiber, Pain MD. Last chance to buy these supplements. If you're a fan of these supplements, last chance. We also have some other things, some other books, DVDs and other things that are available and about to sell out as well, including the InfoWars Gold collectible. So last chance to buy these items at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're a fan of those things, last chance. All right, a couple other things here before we sign off. Los Angeles County sales tax hike takes effect. What you need to know. Well, you need to know the Democrats are rising your taxes again, and that your grocery bill is going to get more expensive. But it's funny. What did they publish? What was the next headline? This is from KTLA. First headline, Los Angeles County sales tax hike takes effect. Follow-up headline, policies, not greed, driving California's sky-high prices. That's amazing, isn't it? Here, warning, your grocery bill's going up. And then study finds Democrat policies are causing your grocery bill to go up. No kidding. Here's a Democrat forced to defend policies that cause death. Says fact, 29 Americans were killed in 2023 by illegal immigrants. But he wants you to know more white Americans killed people. 8,842 Americans were killed in 2023 by white American males. So you're defending 29 Americans being killed because of Democrat Party policy because other people are getting killed? Nice. Very nice. I love it when Democrats have to defend death. They have to defend death with their abortion policies. They have to defend death with their illegal immigration policies. They're forced to defend death. And, of course, you know, blame it on white males, too. Very nice. Keep it up. I love it. I love it when you guys are forced to defend the death that you cause. It's really great. It's really great. And you can try to distract and throw other factoids out there and, you know, say white men are the problem with everything. And that's fine.
but you still had to defend the death that you caused. So we didn't forget. We saw what you did. Cory Booker, who's now, I think, 24 hours. Are we at 24 hours for Cory Booker filibustering? Cory Booker staffer arrested for carrying gun on Capitol grounds. Wow. Well, first of all, I would argue he has the right to carry a gun, and so he shouldn't be arrested for that. But my goodness, a Democrat with a gun at the Capitol? Whoa. This has insurrection written all over it. Mm-mm-mm. So I, a conservative, a right-winger, would argue he has the right to carry a gun, and his right has been violated. But would the Democrats stand up for him? Will the Democrats call it an insurrection? More Democrat staffers have now been arrested for having a gun at the Capitol than anyone on January 6th. So that's nice. So more Democrats killed people on January 6th than Trump supporters. And now more Democrats have been arrested at the Capitol with a gun than January 6th protesters. Wow. What's up with that? Gavin Newsom is complaining about the House GOP budget, but he's missing the picture again. Nothing says GOP values like taking from the poor to give to the rich. Gavin, nobody here is trying to take from the poor. Trump is cutting taxes on the poor. Just because he's also cutting taxes on the rich doesn't mean he's taking money from the poor and giving it to the rich. That's literally what the Democrats do. In California, specifically. Where did all the money for homelessness go? Over $1 billion to fight homelessness. Where did it go, Gavin? Where did you get your $10 million mansion, by the way? Should we go on? What about the high-speed rails that cost billions and never got built? And again, it's not conservatives that take money and give it to somebody else, whether it's poor or rich or poor. That's, again, Democrats. What do you know? What do you know? So Snow White with that actress that came out and insulted Trump supporters and just went radical left and totally tanked Snow White. I haven't seen the movie, but it has some of the worst ratings of all time. Then you find out the whole thing has been a debacle. Zegler, anti-Israel, and then her co-star in the movie, an Israeli, very pro-Israel. And then there was a little spat there. The whole thing has been a disaster. Just keep the politics out of it. Just keep the politics out of it. But maybe not, because now, oh, get ready. The Passion of the Christ will resurrect this summer. Mel Gibson's long-awaited sequel titled The Resurrection of the Christ will start shooting in August at the Rome's Cine Città Studios. Oh, boy. Here we go. So how long is it going to be until Mel Gibson is an anti-Semite? They might even, it's actually the Republicans. They'll probably pass the law. They'll ban Mel Gibson. Say Mel Gibson is an anti-Semite for making this movie about Jesus Christ. Mel Gibson believes the New Testament about Jesus Christ. And so he's an anti-Semite. You better watch out, Mel. Republicans like Randy Fine in Florida, they might try to have you arrested or banned from the country for your anti-Semitism. Be careful, Mel. Skating on thin ice by supporting Jesus Christ and doing movies about Jesus Christ in Hollywood. They already did it to you once. Be careful, Mel. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We'll take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Big ups to the crew. Good work today. Appreciate everybody tuning in, spending your evening with us.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor. And I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great. And, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver. Because gold went over $3,000 an ounce, it's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.